Connecting the pieces.
My name is Jay Johnson. The woman, slowly shuffling her feet as she walked through the turnstile, fumbled with her card as she fought to get through the metal machines that are designed to hold the crowds back and allow an orderly passage for paying customers. As she tried again, and once again, people around her started to nervously laugh. The third, or fourth try, also ended in failure. The fifth time was the charm as the arms dropped and allowed her into the system. Although she was not new to the city, this was her first time in the public transport system known as the New York subway system. Once on the train, she immediately began to break the law, much to the chagrin of the passengers who just wanted to go to work. And where were the police? Where were those who would oppose this delinquent? Surely there must be someone in Gotham to stand up for the little people. Of course, the sad fact was that the police were there. They were holding the everyday working man back. Well, not back so much as in the people were trying to get to the old woman, but back as in they had created a protective bubble around their charge and were annoying regular subway riders. That's right, welcome to Hillary's world, where you, average citizen, better termed worker unit 256938, don't matter. And just remember, laws are for the little people. Now, last week, Hillary Clinton, the supposed champion of the little guy, made news around the world as she was filmed breaking the law by riding the subway and campaigning. Now, while this doesn't exactly sound like a big deal, people are either arrested for it or fined nearly every day for this offense. In fact, as the New York Post noted, Section 1050.6C1 of the subway rules states unequivocally that none of these activities may be performed on the subway cars. Now, as we know it, this isn't the first time that Hillary has faced accusations of breaking the law. And even though there is video footage of it, and it was literally broadcast around the world by major media companies such as Reuters, chances are that no one will question her or even press charges. But it gets better. Hillary Clinton, while planning her crime spree, decided to rope in some other people. In fact, in a very video released by Reuters, it is possible to see Ruben Diaz Jr., the president of the Bronx Borough in New York City, campaigning for the candidate. That's right, she was basically roaming the subways with her gang, causing trouble. And although this particular crime was nothing like that which was faced by subway riders back in the 80s, there are still some similarities. Armed groups of men pushed their way through subway cars, and common people were forced to endure hardships and were left powerless as gang members committed petty misdemeanors. In fact, the National Criminal Justice Reference Service website defines a gang as a group of three or more individuals who engage in criminal activity and identify themselves with a common name or sign. So there we have it. By definition, Clinton is a gang leader. And when it's all said and done, a crime is still a crime. Now, the latest examples of Hillary Clinton's behavior when campaigning are the perfect examples of her time in public office. Pretending to be a champion of the weak and oppressed, but clearly not knowing how those of the rest of us in the 99% live, a safe space around her wherever she goes, and breaking rules that the rest of us have to live by. It's the old microcosm versus macrocosm scenario. We can only imagine what she will be able to accomplish once she becomes President of the United States. Cue some kind of supervillain reminiscent of a 60s-era James Bond movie here. Maybe something along the lines of Spectre, except that this isn't a movie, and the world doesn't want any more victories like in Libya. And what about the other major political story this past week? That of the Republican Party literally silencing the people's voice in Colorado and stealing the delegates. The Denver Post reported that Republicans selected national delegates through the caucus process, a move that put the election of national delegates in the hands of party insiders and activists, leaving roughly 90% of the more than 1 million Republican voters on the sidelines. So much for democracy, or the will of the people. But it gets even better. Immediately after the Republican Party stole the delegates from Trump in Colorado, or as they put it on Politico, announced that Ted Cruz had swept all 34 delegate slots, the party tweeted, "We did it. Hashtag never Trump." That's right. This was clearly a case of a conspiracy theory proven true. A group of men and women worked in secret to overturn and overrule the will of the people. Or what they thought the will of the people might be. Except now, it isn't a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And what else is a fact? The Republican Party has no shame. They clearly were proud of what they had accomplished. Even though they claimed to disavow that hashtag never Trump tweet, the fact remains that a small group of people implemented their will on more than 1 million Republican Party members. Just think about that for a moment. To paraphrase Obi-Wan Kenobi, I felt a great disturbance in America's election process, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I fear something terrible has happened. Well, the Empire has struck back, because you, dear citizen, do not know what is best for the future. As the presidential campaign in the United States continues to plod along, the American people are basically left with two choices: the party of blatant criminals or the party of shameless swindlers. In either case, the American people are screwed. Although it is difficult to know who will be elected at this point in time, what is almost 100% for sure is that the candidate that will be elected will be more of the same: pro-special interest groups, pro-big business, pro-military-industrial complex, and pro-war. On the flip side of the coin, the candidate will also be anti the little guy, anti the voice of the people, anti-freedom, and anti-democracy. So, what do you think, dear listeners? Who will you vote for? The party of crooks or the party of swindlers?